May be peace with you.
今天我给弟兄姊妹传讲的信息是罪的遗传与人的盼望。
The message I'm preaching today is about the inheritance of sin.
我们可以打开我们的圣经，我们一起来读创世纪的第四章的一至二十六节。
Let's read together Genesis 4:1 through verse 1 through 26.
好，如果打开之后，我们一起来读，第四章，第一节，第四章第一节。有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃通房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“耶和华使我得了一个男子。”又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为公物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，两人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我弟兄的吗？”耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地方受咒诅，你种地，地不再给你效力。”该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。”耶和华对他说：“犯杀该隐的必遭报七倍。”耶和华就给该隐立一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸园东挪得之地。该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按他儿子的名叫那城叫做伊诺。伊诺生伊纳，伊纳生米利亚利，米户亚利生马图萨利，马图萨利生拉麦。拉麦娶了两个妻，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫希拉。亚大生亚巴，亚巴生住牧羊牲畜之人的祖师。亚巴的兄弟名叫优巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。希拉又生了托巴该隐，他是打造各样铜铁利器的祖师。托巴该隐的妹子是拉玛。拉麦对他两个妻子说：“亚大、希拉，听我的声音；拉麦的妻子，细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。我若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报77倍。”亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，名叫赛特。意思说：“神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。”赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫伊挪士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。好，我们感谢神赐下他的话语。
Thank the Lord for giving us His words.
那最近呢，在旧金山这个湾区关于这个清华大学那个校友的命案在网上传得纷纷扬扬的。
Recently, there has been much attention drawn to the tragic case of the murder involving the alumni from Tsinghua University and Bay Area of San Francisco.
因为这个夫妻的双方都是谷歌的工程师。所以说在北美的华人社区和科技圈里边引来大量的关注。
Both husband and wife were engineers at Google, attracting considerable attention within the North American Chinese community and the tech industry.
所以有人写文章探讨这起命案的起因是什么。
Some have written articles exploring the root causes of this tragedy.
在刚开始那几天，有人说是因为公司裁员导致了夫妻双方双双自杀。
Initially, some said it was due to job layoffs at the company, leading both husband and wife commit suicide.
那后来又说不是自杀，是谋杀，是丈夫杀了妻子。
Later, it was revealed not to be suicide but murder, with the husband killing his wife.
说后来又有人写文章说这是因为夫妻感情引起来的。
Others waited a few days before writing again, suggesting that it was some marital issues that led to this.
那这个妻子呢是非常的优秀能干，又有人缘，所以让丈夫呢有失面子。
The wife, competent and popular, made her husband feel inadequate.
说校友他们新华校友聚会的时候呢，他们夫妻两个经常发生口角，场面很尴尬。
There were often quarrels between the couple at alumni gatherings, causing discomfort for everyone.
那这个妻子呢，已经打算要和她丈夫离婚。
The wife had already planned to divorce.
有一天来访，在晚餐之后，这夫妻俩就发生了口角，丈夫情绪失控，用拳头打死了他的妻子。
One day a friend visited and after dinner a quarrel started between the couple and the husband lost control of his emotions and fatally struck his wife with his fists.
那这是在网上传播的消息。
These are what have been revealed on the internet.
说不管什么原因，任由怒气发作，杀人这是罪。
Regardless of the reasons, allowing anger to escalate to murder is a sin.
对于一个不被神所掌管的人来说，情绪失控、怒气发作是一件很可怕的事情。
For anyone not under God's control, losing control of emotions and being angry is a terrifying thing.
在我们读的经文当中，我们说该隐因着他的祭物得不到神的悦纳，就前怒于神，并且嫉妒，把他的弟弟杀了。
In the scripture, Cain.Because if his offering was not accepted by God, became angry with God and jealous to the point of murder.
这说明罪从他的父母亚当夏娃传到了他们的儿子。
This clearly demonstrates how sin passed from Adam and Eve to their offspring.
那同时我们也看到神继续的显明他的恩典，给人一些盼望。
At the same time, God continues to reveal His grace, offering hope to humanity.
那今天我要分享的第一点就是罪的遗传。
The first topic I'd like to share is the inheritance of sin.
那亚当夏娃犯罪之后，神把他们赶出了伊甸园，不让他们再回去。
After Adam and Eve sinned, God drove them out of the Garden of Eden, and they could not return.
说后来夏娃怀孕，生了一个儿子，第一个儿子给他起名叫做该隐。
Later, Eve became pregnant and gave birth to their first son, whom named Cain.
这个名字就是得或者获得或者拥有的意思。
The meaning of this name is acquired or possessed.
那夏娃说，耶和华使他得了一个男子。
Eve said, "With help of God, of the God, I have brought forth a man."
那后来夏娃又怀孕，然后又生了一个第二个儿子，这个儿子叫亚伯。
Then the scripture says, "Eve became pregnant again and gave birth to their second son, whom she named Abel."
那亚伯的意思是胡须，胡须。
The meaning of the name Abel is to breathe.
所以这个该隐和亚伯他们俩的职业不同。那亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Cain and Abel had different occupations. Cain was a farmer, while Abel was a shepherd.
所以有一天，他们两个人向神献祭，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
One day, the two brothers brought offering to God. Cain brought some productions from the soil as offering to the God.
那亚伯也是把他把羊群当中这个头生的和羊的脂油献上。
Abel also brought an offering, the fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock.
你要看你的英文的这个新国际本的话。 这个羊群中头生的和羊的自由指的是一个东西，就指的头生的羊的自由。
So if you look at the New International Version, actually the first of the flock and the fat portion of the firstborn of the sheep are the same.
所以我们注意到，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，这是看不中该隐和他的供物。
God looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but did not look with favor on Cain and his offering.
可是作者没有告诉我们原因，为什么神看中了亚伯和他的供物，没有看中该隐和他的供物。
But the author did not tell us why God favored Abel and his offering, but did not favor Cain and his offering.
那基本上来说呢，是有三种解释。
There are three possible explanations.
第一种解释是从人的心态入手。
First explanation starts with analyzing the analysis of the attitudes.
那亚伯他尊崇神，他拣选了羊群当中头生的羊的自由献给神。
Abel respected God and he selected the fat portions of the firstborn of his flock to offer to God.
自由是羊的内脏当中最好的东西，最好的一部分。
The fat portion was the best part of the animal's internal organs.
它是奉献给神的，它是要烧了之后献给神的，是不能够食用的。
It was burned as an offering to God and not for human consumption.
在摩西五经里边，这个脂油这个词啊，这个希伯来文词呢，也指的是最好的畜产、最好的小麦等等。
In the Mosaic Law, which is Torah, the fat portions are also translated the best or the finest produce.
那么该隐呢，他就不遵从神，他就拿了地里的畜产为供物，啊，献给神。
In comparison, Cain did not honor God. He brought some of the producings from the soil as an offering to God.
没有说拿那个出熟的这个农产品献给神。
He didn't bring the first production, the agricultural production to God.
那这个推论是从这个后来的利未记献祭系统推论出来的。
This explanation is inferred from sacrificial laws from Leviticus.
但希伯来书的作者也支持这种看法。
The author of Hebrews also supports this interpretation.
希伯来书说亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美。
The book says by faith Abel brought God better offering than Cain did.
亚伯相信神是创造主，他向神献上更美的祭物。
By faith Abel was committed as righteous.When God spoke well of his offerings.
问题是我们不知道神是否曾经像在西奈山只是摩西那样，也只是该隐和亚伯应该献什么样的祭物合适。
Abel believed that God is the creator and offered a better sacrifice to him. The issue is that we do not know if God had instructed Cain and Abel on what sacrifices were appropriate as he did with Moses.
那第二种解释呢，是从人的品格入手。
The second explanation is that God liked Abel as a person.
说神喜欢亚伯这个人，所以也就喜欢亚伯的供物。
Therefore, God also liked Abel's offering.
神不喜欢该隐，也就不喜欢该隐的供物。
But God did not like Cain as a person, so he did not like Cain's offering either.
所以这个焦点呢是人，不是祭物。
The focus is on the person, not the offering.
或许亚伯的生活方式或者亚伯的品格比较讨神喜欢，而该隐的品格和生活方式不讨神喜欢。
Perhaps Abel's character and the way of life pleased God, while Cain's character and the way of life did not.
这可以从该隐在以后的行动、他的言语、情绪当中表现出来。
This can be inferred from Cain's subsequent emotions, words, and actions.
第三种解释就是说，这是神的一个启示。
The third explanation is that God's favoring Abel offering and disoffering Cain's offering was a revelation from God.
有神看中亚伯的供物，看不中该隐的供物，这是神对人的一个启示。
It is that revelation from God to humanity.
正像神喜欢雅各，恨恶以扫一样，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Just like that, God loved Jacob but hated Esau.He showed mercy to whom he wants to show mercy, and compassion to whom he wants to have compassion.
神是创造主，人是受造物，人必须顺服神， 神说好就是好，神说不好就是不好。
God is the creator and humans are creatures. Humans must obey God. What God says is good is good, and what God says is not good is not good.
神看中了亚伯和他的供物，这是神对亚伯的一个恩典。
God's favoring of Abel and his offering is God's grace, which is freely given, unconditional grace.
是神不喜欢该隐和该隐的供物，那该隐应该接受神的决定。
God's disfavoring of Cain and his offering means that Cain should not accept, Cain should accept God's decision or obey God.
所以人不能够决定神应该喜欢什么样的供物或者不喜欢什么样的供物。
Humans cannot decide what sacrifices God should like or dislike.
所以该隐他不顺服神，他继承了他父母不顺服神的罪性。
Cain did not obey God and inherited the sin of disobedience from his parents.
亚当夏娃不顺服神的命令，该隐不顺服神的启示，这就是罪的遗传。
Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command, and Cain disobeyed God's revelation. This is the inheritance of sin.
在使徒这个使徒约翰在约翰一书里边也说到，违背律法这就是罪。
Apostle John said, "Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness."
说罪就是不服从神的命令，不服从神的启示，不服从神的律法。
Therefore, sin is disobeying God's command, disobeying God's revelation, disobeying God's law.
所以该隐他不顺服神，他表现在几个方面。
Cain's disobedience to God was more severe than Adam's and Eve's, manifested in several aspects.
第一个就是他对神发怒。
Firstly, he became angry with God.
当神看不中该隐和他的供物的时候，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor, so Cain was very angry and his face was downcast.
变了脸色这个词就是沉下脸去。
The phrase, his face was downcast, implies deepening of his anger.
该隐怒气非常的大，到了极点，连脸色都变了，脸就沉下去了。
Cain was extremely furious to the point where even his facial expression changed, showing his resentment towards God because God did not accept his offering.
说面对神不喜欢他的供物，他该隐没有反思问题在什么地方，只是一味的迁怒神，向神发怒。
Cain did not review on himself where he did wrong, but rather he just poured his anger to God, towards God.
然后接下来我们就发现，该隐不听神的劝诫。
Then what we will find out is that Cain did not listen to God's word.
那神就对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？他说，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在你门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
God said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what's right, will not be accepted. But if you do not do what's right,Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it.
这个修订本就把第七节经文译成：你若做得对，岂不仰起头来吗？你若做得不对，罪就伏在你门前。他想要控制你，你却要制服他。
The reverse version, translate verse 7, is: If you do what's right, will you not be lifted up? But if you do not do what's right. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it.
说神主动的与该隐说话，教导他如何来面对自己，不要大大的发怒，不要把脸沉下去，不要迁就于神，要接受神的决定，顺服神来制服罪。
God actively spoke to Cain, teaching him how to face himself, not to be excessively angry or resentful towards God, to accept God's decision.And to submit to God's to overcome sin.
神就在告诉该隐，你若接受神的决定，就可以扬起脸来面对神。你如果不接受神的决定，你离犯罪就不远了。
God told him that if he accepted God's decision, he could lift up his face to God. If he did not accept God's decision, sin would be near, wanting to control him.
因为罪要控制你。 会使你事情变得不可收拾。
Eventually, the sin wants to control Cain and leading things to the uncontrollable consequences.
所以神就告诉该隐，你一定要制服那个蠢蠢欲动的那个恶念，把罪消灭在萌芽状态，免得被罪所胜。
Therefore, God, told Cain that he must suppress the evil desires, eradicate sin in its early stages, and let sin overcome him.
所以我们发现他并没有听，说下边接下来就是。他要嫉妒杀人。
Obviously, Cain did not listen to God, and what follows is that Cain started to kill.
So, 该隐和他弟弟在田间说话，然后呢，该隐就起来打他兄弟亚伯，就把他杀了。
Now, Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
所以说，该隐没有接受神的劝诫和警告。允许恶念发作，杀了他的弟弟。
Unfortunately, Cain did not listen to God's warning and allowed his evil thoughts to take control, resulting in the murder of his brother Abel.
然后耶和华就对该隐说：“他说你的兄弟亚伯在哪里呢
？”The Lord asked Cain, "Where's your brother Abel?"
结果他说呢：“他说我不知道，我其实看守我兄弟的吗
？”I don't know, he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?"
神不是不知道亚伯在哪里。而是要该隐知道该隐你在哪里。
God knew where Abel was, but he wanted Cain to acknowledge his own actions.
让该隐面对自己做的事情。
Let Cain face what he did.
该隐否认了亚伯的存在，否认他是亚伯的看守人，不肯承认他杀了弟弟，不肯承认自己是看守弟弟的责任。
Cain denied Abel's existence, denied being his brother's keeper, refused to admit.He killed his brother and denied his responsibility to look after his brother.
所以说神要惩罚他。
And that is why God needed to punish him.
说神有质问改为控诉，说你做了什么事呢
？God turned from questioning to accusing, saying, "What have you done?"
说你兄弟的血从声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。
Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground now.
说现在你必从这个地受咒诅。
Now you are under the curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
他说你种地，地不再给你效力。他说你比流离飘荡在地上。
When you work the ground, it will no longer yield the crops for you. You will be restless wanderer on the earth.
说神早就知道该隐杀了他的弟弟，所以决定要惩罚他。
God had already known that Cain had killed his brother.
说神的惩罚与该隐的职业有关系，从土地入手。
God decided to punish Cain, and Cain was a farmer, and God's curse was related to the land.
这和惩罚亚当是一个同样的啊类似的。
This is the same way of punishment. God did to Adam.
在神对亚当的惩罚里边，地树会长出荆棘，亚当要汗流满面才能糊口。
In Adam's punishment, the ground would produce thorns, and Adam would have to work hard to make a living.
在该隐的惩罚里边，地不再为他效力，他要流离飘荡在地上。
In Cain's punishment, the land would no longer yield its crops for him, and he would be a restless wanderer on the earth.
说这个流离飘荡，原文里面是流浪的逃犯。
The original text for restless wanderer is fugitive and wanderer.
说弟兄姊妹可以想想，一个种地的失去地里的出产，一个由固定居所的变成了一个流浪的逃犯。
So brothers and sisters, let's imagine the person who cultivated the land lost its productivity and the one who had it settled, abode became a fugitive and wanderer.
所以说，该隐受的惩罚比亚当要严重。
Therefore, the punishment Cain received was more severe than Adam's.
亚当犯罪之后，他接受了神的惩罚，他没有与神顶嘴。
After Adam sinned, he accepted God's punishment without arguing with God.
可是该隐呢，却不肯接受神的惩罚，抱怨惩罚太重。而且呢，还怕被别人杀害。
However, Cain refused to accept God's punishment, complaining that it was too heavy and fearing that He would be killed by others.
所以该隐就对神说，我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。
Cain said to God, my punishment is more than I can bear.
他说，你如今赶住我离开这地，一直不能不至见你的面，我比漂流流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。
Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me.
说因为该隐不顺服神，说罪在他的身上发作，在情绪上，在言语上，在行为上都表达出来。
Because Cain did not obey God, sin manifested in him emotionally, verbally, and in action.
他不肯做神吩咐他做的。嫉妒杀人，不肯认罪悔改，不肯接受惩罚。
He refused to do what God commanded him. He envied and killed his brother. He refused to confess and repent, and he refused to accept punishment.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以比较一下第三章和第四章。第三章是从宏观的角度描述亚当夏娃叛逆神，违背神的命令。
Brothers and sisters, let's compare Genesis chapter 3 and 4. Chapter 3 describes Adam's and Eve's rebellion against God and disobedience to his commands from a macro perspective.
那第四章是从一个微观的角度描述了该隐继承了父母不顺服神的罪性以及由此产生的罪性的表现。
In the meanwhile, chapter 4 describes Cain inheriting his parents' disobedience to God and the resulting manifestations of sin from a micro perspective.
说使徒保罗说罪从一人入了世界众人都犯了罪。
Apostle Paul said, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin and in this way death came to all people.
说罪的方式从内向外有多种表样，多种表现。
Sin manifests in various ways from within outwardly, all related to disobedience to God and refusal to listen.
这都与不顺服神、不听神的话有关系。
So they are all related to disobedience to God and refusal to listen to His words.
所以，作为基督徒，我们应当尊崇神。
As Christians, it's important to honor God and obey Him.
明白了神的话。有了顺服神的心，才能够随时纠正我们对神和对人的态度。
Understanding God's words and having a heart to obey Him can enable us to correct our attitude towards God and others at any time.
说这样的话，我们才不至于犯严重的罪。
And that way we can avoid committing the serious sin.
那该隐还有没有希望呢？
Does Cain have hope at all?
那我们看一下啊，该隐仍然有盼望。因为神给他恩典。
He still has hope because God had grace for him.
说从该隐的身上，我们看到罪性的表现和神对该隐的惩罚。
From Cain's story, we see the manifestation of human sinfulness and God's severe punishment upon Cain.
我们也看到神对他创造的人是继续有恩典的。
However, we also witness God's grace towards His created beings.
像神保留亚当的性命。使他继续存活一样，神也继续保存该隐的性命，使他存活。
Just as God spared Adam's life, allowing him to continue living, God also spared Cain's life, allowing him to survive.
这可能是因为当时人稀少，神需要保留他们的生命，去完成生养众多、遍满地面、治理这地的目标。
Perhaps it was because the population was not as many at that time, and God needed them to fulfill His goal of multiplying, fill the earth, and governing.
因为该隐啊，他怕人杀他，所以神呢就该隐立了一个记号，免得有人杀他。
Cain, fearing to leave the presence of God, wandered the earth, afraid of being killed by others. So God set a mark upon Cain to protect him from harm.
说神就对他说：“犯杀该隐的，必遭报七倍。”
God said to Cain, "Anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance seven times over."
说神，所以该隐就离开了耶和华的面，啊，到了东边的伊甸园东边的挪得之地生活。
So Cain went out from Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
神驱赶亚当的时候， 给他们给亚当夏娃做皮衣，那神驱赶该隐的时候给他立了一个记号，免得有人杀他，这都表明神是一个施恩的神。
Before driving Adam and Eve out, God made garments of skin for them, and before driving Cain out, he set a mark upon him to prevent him being killed. This demonstrates that God is a gracious God.
说神若不施恩的话，他们离开神以后根本就无法生存。
Without God's grace, they could not survive after leaving His presence.
说我们人的盼望不在于我们自己。
So, our hope is not upon ourselves.
所以我们的文明是救不了我们的。
Our civilization could not save us.
所以我们从该隐的后代当中，我们就发现这一点。
So from Cain's offspring, we can find that.
该隐离开神之后，到了一个地方，圣经上说，该隐与妻子同房，他妻子又怀孕，生了一个男孩子，叫伊诺。
After leaving God's presence, Cain went to a place where Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch.
该隐建了一座城，给按他的儿子的名字叫那城叫做伊诺。
Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch.
那我相信圣经里边啊，我相信亚当还应当有其他的儿女，没有记在圣经里边。
I believe Adam had other sons and daughters. Not recorded in the Bible.
当时的人的基因是没有突变的，都是好的、纯的基因。
At that time, human genes did not mutate, and they were all pure and good genes.
不会像今天的人近亲结婚，很产生这个有缺陷的后代。
There was no situation like inbreeding like today, which could produce defective offspring.
圣经记载了该隐有五代的子孙。
After Cain married and had children, he built a city and named it after his son, and he had five generations of descendants.
然后他的这个妻子就是他的第该隐的，应该说是他的第六代的这个孙子叫拉麦，拉麦娶了两个妻子
The sixth generation of Cain is called Lamech, and Lamech married two women.
对，他的后代有四项的这个人类发明。
So in among his descendants, four inventions for humanity was born.
说这四项发明，一个是一种是做帐篷的，记载在创世纪的四章二十节。
First invention is a tent, recorded in Genesis 4 verse 20.
那第二个是他们就是音乐的祖师
The second one is music in Genesis chapter 4 verse 21.
那第三项发明就是这个武器武器的发明是他们的。
The third one is the weapons, in verse 22.
然后第六个武器就是做农作物的工具种田的工具。
And the last one is the tools for agriculture activities.
那这些人类的文明可以是大大的改善了当时的人的生活，他们不在地上飘荡，有了固定的住处，可以享受劳动所得。
These inventions made human civilization greatly improved, and also life got better, providing stable dwellings and allow people to enjoy the fruits of their labor at home.
问题是人类文明能不能提高人的道德，能不能促进人和神的关系，能不能除去人的罪性和罪行。
However, can human civilization improve morality? Can it promote the relationship between humans and God?
所以答案是不能的。
Can it really remove human sinfulness and wrongdoing? The answer is no.
你看这个该隐的后代拉麦对他的两个妻子说的话。
Let's take a look at the words Lamech said to his wives.
他拉麦对他的两个妻子说，他说亚大希拉听我的声音，拉麦的妻子细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。若杀该隐，遭报七倍；若杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。
He said, Ada and Zillah, listen to me, wives of Lamech.Hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times.
从拉麦的身上，我们可以看到罪在这个家族不断的延续和恶化。
From Lamech, we see sin perpetuating and worsening within this family.
首先，我们看到拉麦他娶了两个妻子，与当初神设立的一夫一妻制度是不符的。
First of all, Lamech took two wives, contrary to the one man, one woman marriage established by God at the beginning.
说拉麦藐视神创造的生命，他杀了两个人，还自以为意，而并且认为自己比他的先祖该隐更值得保护。
Lamech despised the sanctity of life created by God, killing two people, considering himself righteous, and believing he deserved more protection than his ancestor Cain.
So, 文明的发展使人类越来越藐视神，越来越以自我为中心，越来越依靠自己的智慧和力量。
The development of civilization led humanity to increasingly despise God, becoming more self-centered and relying more human wisdom and strength.
如果人离开了神，人类的文明不会造福于人类，只会加害于人类。
Without removing human sinfulness, human cannot solve moral problems, spiritual problems, or promote their relationship with God.
说现在，比方说我们现在这个环境啊，这个污染啊，因为非常的严重，它导致许多人类的疾病。
For example, we have a along with the technological advancements, we have also the environmental pollutions causing a lot of diseases.
它这个生态失衡啊，造成了干旱、洪水、野火等自然的灾害，损失了一个又一个的家庭。
The environment imbalance leads to natural disasters such as droughts, floods, and wildfires, causing the loss of countless families.
说像这个变性人的技术导致许多扭曲、变态的人性。
Gender reassignment leads to many distorted and perverted human behaviors.
那克隆人的技术会产生许多伦理的问题。
Human cloning will lead to many ethical issues.
那最近有很多人失业，那都与机器人的使用有关系。
And the use of robots leads to a large number of unemployed workers.
核武器的发展最后只会毁灭人类。
The nuclear weapon will directly destroy humanity.
说人的希望在于呼求神的名。
So with hope, humanity is calling on the name of God.
在圣经的第四章的，在创世纪第四章的最后两节，他就告诉我们，亚当和他妻子同房，又生了一个儿子，给他起名叫赛特，他代替那个被杀死的亚伯。
The last two verses of chapter 4 say, Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son, and named him Seth, saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel since Cain killed him.
那赛特也生了一个儿子，给他起名叫做伊诺士。那个时候，神才开始求告耶和华的名。
Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord.
所以我们看到亚当的后代有两条线。
So we can see Adam's descendants have two lines.
一条是生命线，是代表顺服神的人；一条是死亡线，代表不顺服的神的人。
One line represented life.Representing those who obey God, and the other one represents death.
赛特代表的是生命线，他顺服神。
Seth represented the line of life, obedience to God.
该隐代表的是死亡线，他不顺服神。
And Cain represented the line of death, disobedient to God.
说他的后代到了第五代的时候，罪恶是越来越严重，没有任何好转的迹象。
So that at this fifth generation, Cain's line has become, countless so sinful that there's no way to save them.
说圣经启示我们，即便是在人最黑暗的日子里边，神仍然有怜悯和恩典，神仍然给人盼望。
The Bible reveals to us even in humanity's darkest days, God still has merciful grace.
但是人必须到神的面前来呼求神，顺服神，来依靠神。
Humans must come before God, call on God, obey God, and rely on God.
所以我想用一个美国在美国有两个家族的历史可以很清楚地告诉我们这一点。
I would like to illustrate the outcome of these two lifelines with the reproductive development of two American families over 200 years.
那我引用的这些资料是来自一个基督徒的作家，他写的一篇纪念这个爱德华兹牧师的文章。
The data I'm referring to comes from an article written by Christian author Leonard Ravenhill and the memory of Pastor Jonathan Edwards.
首先我们看右边这个、这个人呢是纽约州的 Max Jukas.
So let's look at the right. This is the family from Max Jukes from the state of New York.
那这个人呢是一个无神论者，他生于1700年，他是过着不敬虔的生活，又娶了一个不敬虔的妻子。
This person is an atheist, born in 1700, lived an ungodly life, and he married an ungodly woman.
所以有人调查他的后代，他的后代当中有310个人是死于乞丐。
Among his descendants, 310 died as paupers.
有150名罪犯。
150 criminals.
有7名杀人犯。
7 murderers.
有100多名酒鬼。
And more than 100 alcoholics.
一半以上的妇女是妓女。
And more than half of the women from that line were prostitutes.
他的540名后代花费了美国125万美元。
His 540 descendants cost the country $1.25 million.
那左边的就是我们说伟大的传道人爱德华兹的后代。
On the left-hand side, we have the ministry Jonathan Edwards from.
他们几乎生活于同一个时代。
They lived almost at the same era.
那爱德华牧师娶了一个敬虔的女孩做妻子。
Pastor Edwards married a devout girl, woman.
他们常常为自己的孩子来祷告。
And the couple often prayed for their children.
然后教导孩子敬畏神。
And taught their children to fear God.
对11,394名他已知的后代调查发现，其中有13名大学校长，65名大学教授。
A survey of 1,394 non-descendants of Edward revealed 13 university presidents and 65 university professors.
有75名陆军海军军官。
75 military officers in the army and navy.
有80名政府的公职人员。
80 government officials.
有60名作家。
60 writers.
有60名医生。
60 doctors.
有30名法官。
30 judges.
有100名牧师和宣教士。
100 pastors and missionaries.
有100名律师。
100 lawyers.
有3名美国参议员。
3 U.S. senators.
有1名美国副总统。
And 1 U.S. vice president.
他的后代没有花费国家一分钱。
His descendants did not cost the country a single penny.
这个左边的，这个右边，这个马克思曾经对这个爱德华兹牧师说过这么一句话，他说：“你信神，而我永远都不会信。”
Max once said to Jonathan Edwards, "You believe in God, and I never will."
200年之后，信神与不信神的差别就在后代当中表现出来了。
200 years later, the difference between believing in God and not believing in God was evident in their descendants.
说今天的信息当中，我们学到了什么呢？
What can we learn from the message today?
我们学到了有三个重要的事实。
There are three important points.
第一个是罪是遗传的。
Firstly, sin is inheritable.
人有来自亚当和夏娃不顺服神的罪。
Humanity inherits the sin of disobedience from Adam and Eve.
这个罪在人的身上表现的是从里边到外边，是引人二意。
This sin manifests different individuals from inside outwards.
包括恶念、恶言、恶行、有善不行。
That includes evil thoughts, words, and actions to knowing what was good but failing to do it.
我们学习到人是自己是无法根除掉罪的。
Human themselves cannot remove the sin by themselves.
人必须到神的面前靠神施恩，靠神的呼求神的介入。
They must come before God, rely on His grace, and call upon Him for intervention.
所以我们人的盼望第三点我们学习的人的盼望在于神。
Last but not least, our hope, the hope of humanity lies in God.
所以2000年之前，神的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为人的罪付上了赎价。
2000 years ago, God's Son Jesus Christ paid the price for humanity's sins on the cross.
凡相信耶稣基督的人，罪被赦免了，恢复了与神的关系，得到了救恩。
Those who believed in Jesus Christ have their sins forgiven, restored their relationship with God, and received salvation.
所以，我们每一个得救的人，我们必须敬虔度日，借着圣灵的帮助，不要再故意犯罪。
Saved individuals must live a godly life with the help of Holy Spirit, avoiding intentional sin.
So, 万一犯罪，我们要及时的到耶稣的面前认罪悔改，祈求赦免，重新得力。
In case of sin, they must promptly confess and repent before Jesus, seeking forgiveness and renewed strength.
说人不能够离开神。
Humans cannot live without God.
我们做父母的要对自己的儿女负责，为孩子做一个好的榜样。
As parents, we're responsible for our children, setting a good example for them to love and obey the Lord.
所以我们要敬虔爱主，顺服神，按神的话去行。
Parents should pray for their children throughout their lives, asking God to have mercy on them and guide them.
所以我们父母要终生为自己的儿女祷告，求神怜悯他们。引导他们走神的道路。
So we pray to God that God has mercy with the children and lead them to.
当我们这样做的时候，神就必赐福恩待我们的儿女。
So if we do this in this way, God will surely bless and favor our children.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们满心的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
谢谢你把创世纪第四章。该隐的这段故事放在我们的面前。
Thank you for giving us your words by offering us the story of Cain in the chapter 4 of Genesis.
让我们警醒罪的遗传。
Let us be warned of inheritance of sin.
求主帮助我们每一位做父母的能够成为儿女的榜样。
Please help every parent among us to be a good example to their children.
并在一生为自己的儿女来祷告。
And pray for, throughout their life for their, children.
求主也是赐福我们的儿女，让他们走在神的道路上。
Please bless our children to be in the way with you.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and thanks, Rogan, beautiful message. And we only hope is in God. We only believe in God. We can get, we have hope. We can get everlasting life, right? And I wish it is not too late to say Happy New Year to everybody. Yeah, it's a new year, so everything is new. Like the Bible said, old has gone and the new is here. So I wish...Everybody is happy, and God bless him for God. Okay, and let's pray. And dear Lord, we thank you so much for your faithfulness, for your love, for your mercy. Even we are sin, we are not good, but you still forgive us. You still and love us and give us a good future. We thank you.We also thank you very, very much that we can always trust in you. You are